When you need advice on beauty, who are you gonna call? Beauty Call with Janice McGuinn. Janice is easy and loves to have casual yet informative conversations on sex, beauty, love, fashion, work-life balance, diet, fitness, nutrition, relationship, and life's ups and downs. Join the Beauty Call podcast and learn inside secrets to true beauty.
Hey guys, it's Janice McQueen with Beauty Call Podcast here. I am always looking for great guests that can help influence your life so that you can feel beautiful inside and out. And today's guest, Amy Anthony, is going to share with us how she can help heal your mind, your body, your soul, and support your overall health. She's going to talk about essential oils, and she's going to talk about how they're able to help us with sleep, with anxiety, with our overall mood, with recovery, and our health. And a topic that, you know, many of us are going through, and that's menopause. I think through all stages of life, we are looking to feel better, to look better, to be better so that we can contribute to society. And I'm so excited to have Amy on the show because I have lots of questions. Welcome to the show, Amy. How are you?
Thank you for having me, Janice. I'm excited to be with you and your listeners.
Yes. Well, I gave you just a very quick introduction because I really wanted to get into the heart of everything and to talk about essential oils. But first and foremost, I would love if you would give us maybe a timeline of who you are. And then secondly, what brought you to essential oils?
I love this question because having to think about it, it's never easy to talk about myself. But a brief timeline is that I grew up, I have pictures of myself outside gardening. I grew up weeding. And I think like many people, I had a connection with nature and it was vital to me. And I realized how vital when I moved to New York City in 1999. But just for example, I was a teenager like all of us were at one time and I designed an herb garden when I was 15 years old. So like, I don't know how many people are like, yeah, this is how I'm going to spend my time on the weekends. But I just had this need to be with plants, and I'm actually quite a reserved, I'd say, introverted person. But fast forward, I went to college. I thought about becoming a landscape architect, but that really wasn't, I didn't have support in that dream. And I went to a business school background, and I worked in market research for a good chunk of time at a global firm. And then I ended up at JP Morgan, you know, a huge bank doing client satisfaction research. And I loved my job, but I was always miserable. And I knew it when I knew I was lacking nature. I knew it. Mm-hmm. And the essential oils found me. I didn't realize this until very recently. I think this year I could articulate that. I was hungry to be in nature, and I always found ways. But the oils are distilled sunlight in a bottle. This is botanical material that works with our nervous system. They found me in 2012, and I was obsessed. I took a workshop. I bought books. I bought more books, self-study. I wanted to become certified. I didn't know why, but I did. This was after I quit my corporate job. And fast forward, I became certified level one, level two at the school I learned at. I was asked to teach. And then from there, I had to build my own business because I needed a website. to teach. And then this just fell into my lap. The oils found me in aromatherapy, being an aromatherapy practitioner and educator since 2015 was the official start of my journey. This stuff was like knocking. The universe was saying, Amy, wake the up. This is what you need to do. So I'm grateful to be here with you and sharing this.
You know, I love how things find us, and you're a certified aromatherapist now. So you really have gone through many, many years of studying these natural resources to be able to help us with everything from, and I love that it's, and this is things that I have forgotten. I love essential oils, but I always use them more for the smell, more so than what it can possibly do for the helping my body. And that's something that I need to learn myself. And, you know, I think so many people, because there's different essential oils out there, there's all these myths that people don't, there's a myth about them. They just don't feel comfortable about it, or maybe it's because someone approached them the wrong way. Let's talk about that a little bit, because I think before we get into how it can heal us and how it can help us, we need to completely eradicate the myth.
So the myth of like essential oils are woo-woo, essential oils are scary.
But I love woo-woo stuff. But let's talk about that.
The way I'd like to present this is thinking about essential oils and how they come from plants. Plants are living beings. Mm-hmm. They produce these components, you know, to help them survive. And I think us humans like to take products and push them on people. Yeah. And what I've been thinking about this a lot. So as an aromatherapist, my goal is not to push product on you. My goal is to talk with you, listen to you and your needs, and see if essential oils can help and how. And I don't want you using them every day of your life for 5 years, right?
Right.
So the thing about oils is that, you know, the whole myth, they can be helpful, but they're not for everything. So essential oils work to connect mind, body, soul, spirit to nature. This is part of my journey. I realized essential oils are a way to connect with nature. I think that came through in my sharing my background. But essential oils work with our nervous system. They work on insects' nervous systems. So when you're smelling an oil, I don't have many here with me at my house on Long Island. So I'm between two households. I have thyme, linalool. And thyme is an excellent antimicrobial. I could drink thyme tea, not the essential oil, but the tea to help with the cold. I can diffuse the essential oil to help kill airborne bacteria or microbes in the air. I could put this in the shower for a steam to help my respiratory system and get these, get the oils into my system to maybe help clear the lungs and potentially help ward off some bacterial infection. So that was a bit of a physical thing. Many components in essential oils, so they work with our nervous system. So when you're with kind of any essential oil that's a genuine and authentic oil, I'm not talking fragrance oils, I'm not talking adulterated anything. They work with the mind, the mood. They work with our GABA receptors, our serotonin receptors. They can penetrate the blood-brain barrier, many things. So when you're smelling jasmine, or like its counterpart, Ylang-ylang, which is great for menopause, great for skin, great for mood. You are working with your body, your mind, to enhance feelings of like good sensuality, feeling relaxed. And like, I don't know the research on this, but I'd like to think oxytocin's involved, but you feel good. Mm-hmm. And that's, some say placebo, I disagree, but there's chemistry at work. So I just said a lot, pardon me.
No, that's great stuff. Because I mean, even if, let's just say, playing the devil's advocate, even if we're talking about sensory and that the smell of something can affect us, that in itself is healing. Let's think about how many times you smell something and you think about, that's my grandma's kitchen. And I remember that absolutely beautiful Christmas or holiday or dinner where she made cherry pie or pumpkin spice and all these different smells. And when I smell something, I automatically go to my childhood and the goodness of that. And that is very healing, very soothing to me. And your chemical reaction that you have when you smell something, when you feel something, when you sense something does affect your nervous system. And everything does. I mean, I've really tuned into this, especially in the last couple of years, going through what we've all gone through. And I myself may not have felt it as much at the beginning, but I definitely feel it. I have felt it in the last year of just the difficulty that our world is going through in trying to get back into normalcy and returning our world back to the way it used to be or better. So I think we have to be in tune with nature. when I go outside and I smell smells and I walk outside and I get some exercise and I feel sunshine, it absolutely affects me. So for that in and of itself, it's not something that's a woo-woo or ridiculous practice. It's something that helps you with your mindset, with your overall well-being. And I love that. But essential oils do so much more. And I know, and I've used them some, but I don't really know how to use them well. So that's why I wanted you to give us some, you know, tips on this show. So the overall health, and I love that it can help with that. And maybe you can give us, for our show notes, you can give me a list of a couple of important essential oils that maybe we could all use now. I loved what you said about the anti-aging. You'll have to probably spell that one for me because I want to buy it right now. But the sleep and the anxiety and the mood, I think, I know for me, I've never suffered from anxiety. But in the last year, year and a half, I have. So I know that something's missing. So let's talk about that. The essential oil, I think, can fill that need that we need to in order to be with nature. Because not all of us can go outside and be in nature right away. We work in cities or we work in offices. Okay. And, you know, we just don't have the exposure as often as we would like. So let's go through maybe how it can affect anxiety. Let's talk about that first.
It's a big question because there's a lot of essential oils. There's a lot of plants out there that produce essential oils. And I say that because essential oils are obtained through steam distillation. There's the whole, you know, nerdy side to get into of that. But there's a big palette to choose from. So I'd like to start off by just sharing some of the greatest hits that you could turn to. And then let's talk about how to work with the oils by olfaction only, because essential oils topically, if they're applied topically, must be diluted. They absolutely must be diluted because these are incredibly concentrated substances. You know, it takes hundreds of pounds of material to get a pound of oil for most things. So before I mentioned Ylang-ylang, which is unfortunately called poor man's jasmine, but it's spelled Ylang. Ylang is its common name. Okay. It's similar to jasmine. So that's like sensuality. I associate it with languidness, like, ooh, like lazy, like laying on your couch and feeling sexy. Another one that's really nice for men and women, but is geranium. Pelargonium graveolens is the Latin name. It's known to be a balancer for skin. I've had it many times with students, with clients, and myself. Geranium is a balancer for mood. When I work with it, I feel even keeled. And again, skin, it's great for, quote, balancing hormones. Many people, it's often worked in a woman's hormonal blend, often with rose. It's nice to do that. I just want to give you some common oils I'm thinking about. You can always turn to a citrus like sweet orange, which is nice. And let me
see. That's one of my favorites. That's a go-to for me when I do see it out and about. But that's going to be my next question when you talk about authentic oils.
That's a big topic. You can write articles about that. So I mentioned Ylang-ylang and geranium. Let's just get started with those.
Okay.
Now you can go and buy a bottle of that. There's many reputable companies to choose from. You can even go to your local health food store and see those. I choose to not go to Walmart or CVS or the like. You know, I'd rather go a little more niche. Smell. So I want to give you a very recent example. This was last week. There's construction going on in my apartment. It's very terrible. A jackhammer is literally in the commercial space below me. It's very grating. You have a great podcast here. You're about mindset and living well, right? So I choose my mindset to not harp on it, but I was smelling Virginian cedarwood, and I've been working with that oil a lot. I find it to be comforting and supportive. And what I do, and I encourage everyone to do, is I'll take a drop of the oil. I will put it on a perfumer's scent strip. You don't have to go buy those. You could use a cotton round or a cotton pad.
Oh, good idea.
And I just sit there and smell the oil and breathe, and I smell the oil on my little scent strip for a couple minutes. I know 30 seconds up to 3 minutes, you should feel a change in your disposition. And to what you said before, yes, if it's a memory association, your body is cascaded with your internal chemistry, great. But also remember, you're smelling these molecules, they're attaching to scent receptors, but they're also going into your bloodstream. And you're getting a cascade of neuroinformation. This is chemosensory stuff. So I encourage you and your fabulous listeners, when you're working with an oil, liberate it from the bottle. It's okay to smell from the bottle, but there's many different chemical components that evaporate at different times. So get it out there like on a cotton pad and smell it literally for a minute, 2 minutes. Do that once a day and see what happens after a few days.
Wow.
That's it.
That's amazing. Well, it can just absolutely just change your mood. It's like, you know, meditating. It can change your mood in a heartbeat. You can go outside and sit in the sunshine or walk, and it changes you in a heartbeat. But this one's even different because it really gets into your nervous system. It really impacts you because it's nature. I love that. Yeah. So that's a great idea. And you said that last one was a Virginia cedar. You said it's Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia cedarwood. It's a native. It's a plant native to North America. You're from the Carolinas. They're down there. This is Juniperus virginiana is the name. Mm-hmm. It's a sacred plant here in North America. And many people will have memory associations of it because it's often used to make chests, like cedar chests.
Cedar chests.
But it's chests. Very grounding. I'd love for you to find that oil because it might remind you of home.
Yeah, we were talking about that before we hit record, that I'm from North Carolina. And even though I live in Santa Monica, I live in California, North Carolina is just still very much my home. That's my heart. That's my home. That's where I grew up. That was where, you know, I was there most of my life. And those smells, those memories, it's just different. Even though I love and appreciate, you know, California, it's a different kind of different thing. It's a different vibes, different smells, it's different experiences. So that would be a great idea for me, just to sort of bring that overall feeling and memory. And that might be good for my nervous system and my body for sure. Especially, you know, in thinking about like mood and sleeping and, you know, that's a whole nother thing. I think I've talked to so many, especially women. You know, and the majority of our listeners are women, but we have, you know, a mixture, but a lot of women do listen. And I've been noticing that so many women are having difficulty with sleep now. And I don't know what it is. It's not, I mean, everybody's getting older. That's what you want to do. That's the preferred thing. You don't, you know, want the other thing to happen. You want to get older. Every single day we get older. But I don't like to use that as any kind of crutch or reason for anything. So, you know, how can an essential oil help someone that's battling insomnia?
That's so many ways to answer that question. I can list a few oils, and I've just made a sleep blend for my mom. Hi, mom. And a client I just saw. I do only in-person consultations in New York City. And I just did a sleep blend for a client last week. And some of the greatest hits are lavender, but not everyone likes lavender, so don't think you have to turn to it. Roman chamomile, not German necessarily, but Roman chamomile is a go-to. Valerian, many people will take the herb. It's a beautiful aromatic, very stinky. That's why you work with an aromatherapist to maybe make you a blend, to blend it so it could be pleasing to you. A precious one that I don't like to share a lot is spikenard, Nardostachys jettimansi. That's from Nepal. It's often over-harvested. So on that note, when you work with essential oils, more doesn't mean better. Less is always more. That one drop is enough. So I just listed some good ones. Geranium is nice in a blend. You'll find geranium as a friend. I mentioned her before. So for sleep, it could be very nice to have a blend of oils, or maybe you turn to that stinky valerian, or the Roman chamomile I think is pleasing to many people. One drop on a cotton pad on your chest is very nice. More will make you go crazy. Like it'll just, it's so
overstimulating. Yeah.
Yep. You could choose to diffuse oils as you're getting to bed. Always diffuse before, not all night. Diffuse on a timer. You know, this is concentrated stuff. You don't want to expose yourself to these all the time. Diffuse like for 20 minutes as you're getting to sleep. Maybe you put, if you have one of those water-based diffusers, many people do, you know, like 3 drops of lavender and 1 to 2 drops of Roman chamomile and diffuse that before bed. Nightly, do it for 7 nights and see what happens.
Wow.
A sleep spray is nice. You could take a 2 ounce, many people sell aromatherapy products. You could go to a website. I'm trying to remember one. There's so many. I don't advocate brands, but mm-hmm. you're in California. There's many out there. Like Floracopia is a beautiful one. I do enjoy their oils. Many of these places sell pre-blended things. Buy a sleep spray. 2 ounces. There might be 2 to 3 oils in there. You could spray your pillow before you go to bed. 1, 2, 3. That's it. Mm-hmm. And you see what happens. You could do topical too. You can make yourself a massage oil or a wellness care product that could benefit your skin because we all need to oil up, right? Especially as we mature.
Yes.
So we want to take care of ourselves by putting beautiful oils on us. So you could make a 1 ounce blend and do it right before bed on the neck and chest, you know?
Do you recommend a certain barrier oil or cream to add that to?
The carrier oil or the fixed oil or these nut and seed oils, it depends on the season and the person, but a lot of the go-tos are sunflower is quite nice. You could go to like a health food store, sesame, more deeply penetrating for winter, dry skin. Jojoba is one native to North America and to Mexico. It's similar to the sebum in our skin, very shelf stable. Meadow foam flower is another one that's similar. It feels a little like jojoba. That's from the northwest of the United States up into Canada. Many, many oils to choose from. And when you start with, that's a whole nother episode.
Oh, I know. What do you think about coconut oil? I mean, is that too heavy for that?
I am not a fan of coconut for myself. I might blend it for other things, but I find it is too heavy for me. I'm from Northern European descent and my skin doesn't love it very much.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm just always curious when I talk to people about oils and, coconut oil doesn't really work for me either. And I tend to, if I use an oil, go towards, I have a hemp seed oil mm-hmm. and an argan oil. And I tend mm-hmm. to like those two. The most, my skin seems to enjoy it and I'm very dry. So it just sucks it up, but coconut oil sits on top of my skin for some reason. So I just wanted to talk about that because I think it's important for hydration. And also, you know, I've learned that you can't, like what you mentioned before, you cannot put the oil directly on your skin, or at least you shouldn't. It can cause, I mean, this is a strange thing to happen to me is I think I overused one time and tried too many different things because I was so excited and I got hives. My body just reacted to it. It was like, wait, too much. And I was using coconut oil and I think my body didn't like that either. So I wanted to talk about that too, just because it happened to me. I want to make sure that doesn't happen to anyone else by being so excited about all these different ideas that can help them. Less is more. Try something Correct. Maybe one at a time or at the max, how many?
So if you're getting creative, I do have free and pay what you wish classes on my website for how to make creams, how to make sprays and things like that with aromatherapy ideas. But you're generally working in 1 ounce and 2 ounces of product. Mm-hmm. And we're working at out of a, 1 ounce, you're putting in about 1 to 2 to 3% of essential oils of that volume. Okay. So you're looking at 10 drops of essential oil. If it's a face care product, you're going in a really low dilution, but you're generally working with 10, 15 to 20 drops of an essential oil or essential oil blend. Yeah. Because like we've been saying, less is more, it's not better. You don't want to harm yourself. You could get hives. You could get an irritation where your body's like, you can't use that oil again for essential oil for months, years. if you really abuse an oil.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that sounds great. And I'm definitely interested in your classes. That happened with me with jojoba too. I had an allergic reaction to jojoba many years ago, and I want to reintroduce it because I know it has so many great benefits. And it was probably just my body saying, okay, you've used too much of it. Let's take a break. So I'm ready to get back into it now and try to use it.
I want to share something about that because jojoba is similar to our sebum. It's a liquid wax ester. Mm-hmm. It will sit on the skin. It sounds like your skin does not like these more high in oleic acid. You need to go for these like hemp, those seed oils. Like I love cucumber seed oil. Ooh. I'm really digging cranberry seed oil right now. It's a really nourishing, well-balanced oil. So given you're pretty fair looking or light. Yeah. So you want stuff that penetrates readily and like evening primrose might be nice for you as, you know, for wellness care for women. I hope that's helpful. So stick away from those thicker.
Yeah, I will. And that's good to know because I didn't have this information and I want to share. I am fair. I think it's the lighting in my space right now. I have, we're on camera, even though this is an audio podcast, and I have like my front door is stainless glass and it's yellow. So that's why I look a little yellow, but I'm Scottish Irish, descent. So I'm definitely English descent. So I'm definitely very pale and my skin does not like certain things. So passing that along. Well, there's two things I want to make sure that I ask you before we finish up. And that is, first and foremost, the, idea of, and we might can talk about both if we have time, is recovery. And as women, especially, and men, as we go through any changes that we have in our life, like going through any kind of menopause, perimenopause, or, you know, for men going through that time in their life of midlife, I think that's an important thing to talk about because, you know, anytime we have kind of a hormone imbalance, and that can be when we're young and in our teens, and it can be when we're middle-aged. So we go through a hormone imbalance, and I'm sure there's certain things that stave that off or to help with that with aromatherapy and for essential oils. And then also how if recovering from anything, like you said about putting something on your chest to go to sleep, you could probably, maybe do something like that if you have a cold, like I just got over. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that kind of health benefit if you can briefly. I know it's a whole podcast on its own, but if you could just touch upon that, that would be great.
So it's a big, big topic. So first transition, then recovery. So these moments of transition for us, and as a holistic aromatherapy practitioner, I will always stress, as I'm sure you're not shocked to hear this, diet, nutrition, and treating your liver with respect. I've been limiting my coffee intake because I'm starting to go through some hormonal things right now. And so loving your liver and thinking of things that way. But when I think about supporting more specifically women in perimenopause and menopause, a lot of the greatest hits, and would be nice to smell these because they do affect us, and also to make a topical application. So a lovely cream or a body lotion. If you have estrogen dependency, you'll want to stay away from things like fennel is one that be careful of. Clary sage maybe is in question. But if you need help with estrogen and to promote estrogen, fennel is very nice to do that. Clary sage is a go-to. We mentioned geranium for balancing mood, balancing skin, balancing hormones. It's very nice. Vitex berry is in herbalism as well. I grow this. I distill it for its hydrosol, for its aromatic waters. It's pro-progesterone, and it's believed to work in the hypothalamus. So working with Vitex berry for men too, because a lot of women are progesterone deficient. Men need help with it too. Introducing that herb into your life and with aromatherapy to smell it or put it in some kind of mist, it could be a nice gift. Mm-hmm. Rose, of course, is one of the great balancers for men and women. It's kind of a moistening, constitutionally moistening, and we often are battling dryness as we get into our mature years. I hope this is helpful.
It is, you know, and I, You know, that's one thing you hit on a topic, and it's, I've heard it discussed on other podcasts, and most of us, I think, have a progesterone deficiency, and that causes mm-hmm. so many kinds of health issues. So yeah. I'll definitely put that in the show notes, because I think it's good for every single person, regardless of your age. I yeah. think, you know, I'm a full believer in, you know, what you eat and how you rest and how you take care of yourself. I believe in all that too. And I'm now realizing I have to be more careful too with ingesting too much coffee, and just taking care of our liver and hydrating. I strongly suggest this to everyone, is to increase your water intake, and increase your vegetables, because both of that will help hydrate you. But I love this, because to me, this is an add-on to that. It's something that we need to do in order to recover our body and to get it back to what it needs to be, because your body's going to tell you when you're out of alignment. That's when you have like an ache and pain. That's when you have like issues with your hormones. That's when you have a skin breakout. That's when things happen, when you're out of alignment. So part of what you're talking about, I guess, really, most of what you're talking about is getting our body back in alignment and helping us feel like we're connected to the earth. And that is so important.
You're saying something that I enjoyed my training and my continued reading, that, and as an herbalist too, in my herbalist training, herbs, and this will include the aromatic oils, genuine oils.
Yeah.
The information's there to help the body take care of itself.
Right.
So in the spirit of Jim McDonald, my herbalist teacher, the herbs come and say, do stuff, whisper, whisper, here I am, do that way.
Yeah.
You know, so it's this, the body recognizes these things, and some of these things have affinities for something, like mm-hmm. rosemary has an affinity for the respiratory tract. Mm-hmm. It's stimulating to the mind and to the skin. It's a bit revitalizing. Eucalyptus can go in there too. But this is information that the body says, oh, I recognize you. These are terpene-based. A lot of people talk about terpenes because cannabis is big again, right? So terpenes are out there. That's what essential oils are, is they're terpenes. Yeah. But information, this is chemical information that our body's like, hey, I can work with you.
Yeah.
It sounds silly, but it's true.
It is so, so, so true. And I think the whole thing we started with about the myth is because people are just afraid. They don't know how to use it. They can abuse it. And they just think, oh, that's a bunch of hooey. But it's not a bunch of hooey, because we eat plants. We need to be in nature more. When we're outside and in tune with our bodies, we are more whole. So it all makes sense to me. And I will tell you, the older that I get, the smarter that I get, the more mature that I get, I'm realizing how much we deplete ourselves in our daily life. And we have to replenish and rejuvenate. And the way to do that is by listening to experts like you, Amy, and adding that back to how we have self-care. Self-care is so extremely important. And my last question for you is, like you mentioned, don't go to the Walmart, don't go to the CVS, don't mm-hmm. go to your Walgreens and Rite Aid to get your essential oils. There's a difference. And when I started looking at different essential oils, you know, some of them have this and some of them have that, and they're paired with this and they're paired with mm-hmm. that. The average person doesn't know. They're probably looking at the price tag and trying to be affordable. And I know you don't advocate for certain prices, but can you give us some ideas of how or what to look for when we're in the store?
Oh, yeah. Great question. So look for, of course, you want to see, like, let's take our friend geranium. I think geranium is somebody we should walk away with today. Yes. Or Elan.
I'm buying it immediately.
You want to see that name. You want to see the Latin name.
Okay.
You must know that Latin name, because I've seen mistakes on websites. Even I've seen wrong pictures on websites I trust of mm-hmm. showing the wrong plant with the species of plant.
Right.
You want to see, ideally, country of origin. I know geranium is grown in Egypt. I know it's from South Africa. I might question it if I see it's growing someplace, because it grew up in a certain area. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, plants belong in a certain place because that's where they thrive, right?
Right.
A lot number is good, a batch number, you know, one of those. So you can, it's traceable.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy an oil, if you're into something, splurge or get samples, 2 mil samples, a good oil. When you can touch it for testing, touch it. It shouldn't feel oily. It should evaporate readily, depending on the oil. Like patchouli will hang out longer, but essential oils are volatile. They have a dry out, you know, like in perfumer's language. Feel it, smell it. It shouldn't give you a headache. That notes of synthetics in there. It should be a poem. It should hit you with different chemicals and smell different over time and have a bouquet and of it in its of its own because of all those different chemical components. And maybe you'll buy two or three different geraniums if you're like, I love geranium, and smell one from the one you got at the health food store versus something I mentioned, Floracopia. Again, not advocating brands, but that's in California. There's a big one called Plant Therapy in the US, I think based in Connecticut. Buy one or two and smell the difference. You should smell, it shouldn't smell flat either, like a flat, metallic, fake, you know. So it takes a little time, you know, not everyone wants to do that. You're like, I have a headache. I heard peppermint's good for that, but.
Right. But yeah. Get one that is actually the right kind versus going and just getting, I've even seen them when I go into like TJ Maxx or Ross at the checkout counter. And I'm like, oh, that probably is not good.
Yeah,
I bought one time just for kicks and giggles. Cause I wanted to see, and it smelled like olive oil. And I was like, well, I can't use this. And so I took it back. But, you know,
yeah.
I think I bought it for whatever the diffuser was. And I just threw the essential oils out. And it's time for me to replenish. So you've given some great tips, tricks, advice. How can we hire you, reach you, find you, read more about you? What's the best way to reach you, Amy?
Thank you. So I found with my journey, I only give in-person consultation. So I've decided remote's not for me, but my website has information on plants. Like I talked about Elan. I have an article on there about Elan. You can get some information and how to blend with it. I have at nycaromatica.com free and pay what you wish classes. And some I charge because they're my babies. You could go to my Essential Aromatica podcast where I have guests. And also I do solo stuff where I talk about like soup making with laurel, and I talk about laurel essential oil. It's like, I'm here to share my love, and I am an advocate. I have a soapbox here. If you give me 1 second, I'm an advocate for the ethical, responsible application of essential oils. I am the New York State representative. It's a volunteer role, but of the Alliance of International Aromatherapists. Go to their website, find a local aromatherapist by you to work with somebody, or go to NAHA.org, NAHA, the National Association for Holistic Aromatherapy. There's tips on both websites. Also, you could find a local aromatherapist to work with to help you help yourself, to help you blend maybe or guide you.
I love that. Thank you so much, Amy Anthony. You are really helping us restore our health and our youth and all the things, our mood, and returning to nature with all of your information. I look forward to taking some classes from you. Thanks so much. And thanks for all that you do.
Thank you, Janice. May all of us have vitality. I love that word.
Yeah, that's a great word. Thanks for listening to Beauty Call Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, I would love for you to review my show and share this with your friends and family. If you or someone you know would like to be on my show, just contact me at janicemcqueen.com. Until next week, stay beautiful inside and out.